Thanks, Jenny. Our next speakers are Megan Swan and Natasha Stark, and they'll be speaking to us about stepping on. So Megan Swan is an occupational therapist with over 25 years of experience. She co-developed the Stepping On program and co-authored the Stepping On Manual, Stepping On, Building Confidence and Reducing Falls, and the book Staying Power. She's run over 80 Stepping On programs across New South Wales and is employed part-time at Prince Wales Hospital. Natasha Stark is a physiotherapist currently working in aged care at Prince of Wales Hospital. She's passionate about working with older people and has been involved in the Stepping On program and the Falls, Balance and Bone Health Clinic for the last 12 months. So welcome Megan and Tash.
Thank you, Tasha, for that lovely introduction, and thank you very much for being able to allowing us to talk today. I want to introduce myself. My name is Megan Swan. I'm an occupational therapist with 6 years working here at Prince of Wales Hospital, and Natasha, who will be talking after me on the solutions and the development of this pathway. Our topic today is stepping on, moving forward with falls prevention. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of a background. Now, you've heard it a little bit before, but no harm in saying it again. 1 in 3 people over 65 will fall each year. That's just the stats. In Australia, 18% of these hospital presentations, so people coming into ED, are a direct result of falls. So 18% of people coming to ED are a direct result of falls. Of these falls that come into ED, 43% are discharged home directly from ED. They never get admitted, but without any follow-up or referral to relevant falls prevention programs. So we're getting a bunch of people coming into ED never getting followed up. Okay. More than half of falls who present to hospital will have another fall. Who come to ED and then get shot off home will have a fall in the following year. So we've got this really high risk group of people that we know that falls are preventable. We know all that we've got, stats, and we've got all the references about what we can do about falls. And we know that people are having falls, but there seems to be a big issue in linking them to the relevant pathway. So this is what we did at Prince of Wales, which working with. A little bit of projected cost. You've probably all seen this about. The big red hill, the big hill that's going to happen. Baby boomers have just hit 65, and they're all going to fall. We're all going to fall, and as we get older, we'll fall more. As we get into our 80s, we fall more. So it's going to cost the government $650 million, as you can see there, by the year 2050, if we don't get onto it now. We can't talk about it anymore. We've actually got to do something now. We've researched enough, and I think Australia has done fantastic research, and it's good. We now have got to do something. Okay. We've got to establish. Aim of our project was to establish a sustainable model of care at Prince of Wales for older patients who had fallen, or at risk of falling, or who are fearful of falling. Now, if people are fearful of falling, they've usually fallen. They just don't admit it. They're actually worried about it, so they change their behaviour. We wanted to get people who are at high risk to access evidence-based falls prevention programs in a timely manner. So the problem was there was a really high demand for stepping on programs. We had a waiting list, I think, for 6 to 8 months. We had, at the worst, there was 200 on the waiting list. Increased referrals from various care providers, extensive waiting times, patients not being seen in a timely manner. They should be seen straight away. You know, if you've had a fall, you don't wait. You know, you access them straight away. There was huge barriers to accessing the problem, and the demand was exceeding supply for limited resources. So we have this really high-risk group that wasn't getting looked after. So I'll just talk a little about the Stepping On program. For those of you who don't know about the program, I hope no one does not know, but I will just recap quickly. It's a evidence-based, we did a large randomised controlled trial finished in 2003, and it was written up in the American Journal of Gerontology Society and reduced falls by 31% after 14 months of treatment. So that's showing that it actually reduced falls by 66% 3 months after, but a good research is 14 months. So it reduced falls by that amount, which means that it should be used as a program. It's a 7-week program, it's 2 hours each week, and a booster follow-up session. It's got a strong behavioural cognitive component to it, and that's the reason it works. It's about changing your behaviour, and it's about falls risk. We do have topics in it, but that's not the reason it works. The reason it works is the huge behavioural cognitive part of the program. This is the referrals. We were so blessed by getting, we have a fantastic falls, balance and bone clinic, who is started by Dr. Jackie Close, a gerontologist here, who falls is her expertise. We got increased referrals from falls clinic, from ED, from inpatient wards, from community health and from GPs. So we had a lot of barriers though. So we had this huge referrals coming in, but the barriers were transport, people having issues getting in, poor coordination of services, no one was telling the left hand wasn't telling the right hand what was going on. We had this waiting list that was just almost getting embarrassing. We had clients poor follow-up. Older people don't follow up on their own health services. Just handing them a referral form won't get them anywhere. They need to be followed up. A lack of a cohesive pathway. So there was quite a few barriers there. So in short, we had this demand, and then the resources weren't filling the demand. So we had to do something about it. And that's what happened here, which is, as a team, we did. The consequences were, this is what was happening, was by the time a place in the group became available, often clients had already fallen again, and you go, oops, you know, you ring them up and they've already fallen, or they'd lost their confidence so they don't want to go out anymore, they don't want to go to a falls program. They experienced medical issues preventing them from participating, so they got, because they've all got high mobility, they experienced another medical problem that stopped them coming. They didn't understand the reason for referral, they didn't know about referral, they had forgotten what it was about, the urgency had gone, they were more worried about their broken arm, and it had been fixed, they didn't understand that to prevent another fall, they needed to come to the program. Or, unfortunately, they were placed in residential care, so it was just a shame. So we had this high-risk patient at a high risk of falls and hospitalisation due to lack of access to a health service in a very timely manner. It was a time spent. Yep.
So I'm going to take over now and talk a little bit about the solution to all this problem that Megan has outlined. So basically we decided that the solution to these problems was to develop a sustainable referral pathway for older fallers. So how did we develop the pathway? Prince of Wales started running Stepping On in early 2006. Initially, therapists worked out of hours or found time in their own caseload to implement and develop the program. Both Megan and Jamie Hallen, who's the senior physiotherapist in aged care at Prince of Wales, were integral in implementing the Stepping On program at Prince of Wales. We also had some really good support from Allied Health Management. Like Megan mentioned, in 2006, Professor Jackie Close established the Falls Balance and Bone Health Clinic, or just the Falls Clinic as we call it, and continuing support from Jackie and the clinic has really ensured our survival and the development of our pathway. At the end of 2006, after almost a year of running Stepping On programs, a part-time OT position was created to facilitate Stepping On at Prince of Wales. We were lucky enough to have Megan placed into the role, and Megan is actually one of the co-authors of the Stepping On program who was involved in the randomised control trial. So we're really lucky in having her to set up the program. In 2011, we also received some COAG funding to establish a part-time falls prevention physio. I'm currently in the role, which basically involves coordination and co-facilitation of Stepping On groups, as well as implementation and management of some maintenance falls prevention exercise groups within the physio department. And I'm also involved in the geriatrician-led falls clinic. We were lucky enough to gain some support from the Ministry of Health. So Stepping On is actually now endorsed by the Ministry of Health in New South Wales, and funded programs are being rolled out across the state. So in 2011, we were lucky enough to secure some funding to run more programs, so we were able to really step up our involvement in Stepping On. We also gained some funding this year to pilot a community-based Stepping On program in Little Bay, which started, we're about 3 weeks into that, which is really exciting. Recently, in the last month, we've also gained some funding for an administrative position, because like Megan said, older people aren't going to ring us and want to come to the group. We've got to ring them, hassle them, really get them coming, because they're not going to come on their own. So I'm going to outline what the pathway is. Probably confused by now, what on earth is this pathway? So we're getting referrals to falls prevention programs. They're coming, like Megan said, from the falls clinic, from ED, from inpatient wards when patients are going home, from the community, from PACP and other community health providers, as well as from GPs. These patients are coming in and doing a 7-week Stepping On program. So like Megan said, Stepping On's a mixture of education as well as gentle strength and balance exercises, and it runs 2 hours a week for 7 weeks. From here, all clients who complete Stepping On are offered 12 weeks in a strength and balance maintenance exercise group run by physiotherapy, and that's just a once weekly group. After the 12 weeks, that's a rolling group, so we're constantly having people in and out of the group. Clients are then referred back into the community to exercise programs such as Aim for Fitness or other community groups. Clients don't necessarily do all of the three steps, the Stepping On, the maintenance, and then the community. Some clients after Stepping On will drop off and do their own thing or continue to have a home program, but we try and get as many as we can through this because we're really wanting to promote that habit and of ongoing exercise. I just wanted to mention quickly how important teamwork has been in the development of our pathway. We've got this fantastic team of dedicated and passionate staff who are just keen and motivated to make a difference and make changes in constantly improving our service. As Megan said, access was a major barrier in our model of care. So over the years, we've implemented a variety of changes to try and improve access to the program and to our falls prevention pathway. Last year, we implemented a waiting list initiative and were able to cut down the list from 6 months to about 8 to 10 weeks, which it is currently. To do this, we had to completely reorganise our referral system and all our paperwork. We also, to clear the backlog of referrals, are running several extra programs a year. So just some numbers, a bit of a number crunch, what have we achieved? So since 2006, we've run over 40 Stepping On groups, which translates to about 480 clients having completed the program, which we're really thrilled about. Even just this year, since January, we've run 7 Stepping On groups and are hoping to run further 3 or 4 before the end of the year. In terms of our maintenance groups, we've run lots of them over the years. At the moment, we're running 3 per week. But just to give you an idea of numbers, over a 12-month period in 2011, we had over 2,100 individual attendances to that group, to one of our maintenance groups. In terms of sustaining change, we believe that our pathway is successful and sustainable in terms of falls risk minimisation. As Australia's population continues to age, models of care to reduce falls are essential in caring for our elderly populations. The pathway is smooth, simple and easy to manage, and we actually believe it's transferable to other health districts and other places, and hopefully in the future our experiences can help to get other health districts running the program and the pathway. In terms of future scope for our prevention pathway, we're continuing to run our programs and continuing to develop the program as we can. We're establishing closer links with the community, and we're also working as Stepping On educators and are happy for people to come and watch our groups and be involved in them because we've run so many now. We thought it'd be really nice to just give a couple of quick case studies just so you can kind of get a sense of what our patients are doing as they're coming in. So I'm going to give this one to Mrs. SW. She was an 83-year-old female. We saw her earlier this year. She had multiple falls and was referred to the falls clinic by her GP. In the clinic, she was seen by a geriatrician and a physio as well. for falls risk assessment, as well as just an overall review. We decided that she was suitable for stepping on and referred her to the program. So she had about probably an 8-week wait, because that's about our waiting list at the moment, and she attended the 7-week stepping on program. We organised DVA transport for her, but we also have transport for non-DVA clients as well. So she came to that and she really enjoyed it. She loved the group and found the social aspect really fantastic. She also felt her confidence improved a lot. She was a really lovely lady. She was very well presented, but quite frail. She then was very keen to attend the 12-week maintenance program, so she fed straight from the 7-week stepping on into our maintenance group. And she actually had a close friend who she met in the group, a Mrs. JD, and they were very cute. They used to come meet for lunch every day and then come to the exercise group together. The other really exciting thing that really made us feel happy about her and about other clients is she decided that she was going to catch the bus from her home in Malabar, so she no longer needed a DVA transport. And we just think when we're making changes like that, it's really exciting. She's actually finishing her maintenance program this week, and her and Mrs. JD are going to attend AIM for Fitness together out at Malabar. So we're really excited about that. Megan's going to run through another case study.
Time's up.
All right.
Any questions?
You mentioned in your improving access to that weight management.
Yes.
What sort of things
to get the weight management? Yep. So like Megan said, it was up to about 200. We called every single person on the list and crossed out. So we basically took them through our inclusion and exclusion criteria. People had died on the list, people were in residential care, people weren't interested, people were no longer appropriate because the referral was such a long time ago, 6 or 8 months. So that was immediate in cutting down a lot of groups. We also effectively doubled the amount of groups we were running. So we basically staggered the groups throughout the year now and run them twice a week. We ran about 12 programs last year, and a lot of that was to clear that backlog. We changed our referral system as well, in terms of rather than just sending out paperwork to the client, we do a lot of phone calls. So as soon as they're referred, they receive a letter in the post with information as well as detailing the weight. Then they'll receive a phone call when there's a place available saying we've got a place available for you, this is what the program is, we organise transport, we organise DVA if they need that service as well. So basically all they have to do is turn up. So we're doing a lot more organising for them now, because we found that a major barrier was people just not being able to sort out their own services. But that was pretty much how we cut down the list,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we really increased the groups, and we were lucky enough to get that extra funding to then end one up.